This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. You are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Yeah.
My God, my God, He's always on time. I know many times we ask Him things to do for us, and it seems as though sometimes that He stalled in His time. But I'm reminded that anytime He come, He's on time. And whatever He do is on time. And we just got to accept and be patient. The Bible tells us to be patient. We have to be patient and walk by faith, not by circumstances that we see every day. We got to walk by faith. And then when we ask God for something, don't ask amiss or ask not believing it's going to happen. When you ask God, know that it's going to happen. And God going to step in and deliver us from whatever decision or whatever we into that we don't need to be in, or that is hurting or harming the body of Christ. Anything that come against the body of Christ is of the devil. And we thank God that we are in Christ Jesus. We're living by faith in Christ Jesus. And we're standing on the rock that He told Peter, when Peter made that great confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." When he made that, he said, "Peter, I don't want you to get big-headed now. What I told you, what you told me didn't come from man. It come only from my Father, which is in heaven." You see, on that rock, that truth, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we thank God that He's on time. And we thank Him, and may God bless all of us today for what He's doing for us, what He's going to do, and what He's continuing to do. All of you that's present today, we thank God for you. All the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, we just thank God, because what we're going to talk about today is very interesting about the church. The church is made up of everything and everybody. It's not made up of big me and little you. I don't care how small you are, how less your gift is. It fit in the body of Christ. And he makes it possible that it fit in the body of Christ. I don't care how trivial your ideal is, it fits in the body of Christ. And God wants you to know that today. From 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. And we're going to try to show you where you're part of the body. And your faith is just as important as my faith. Amen. And when you walk by faith, I'm supposed to walk by it too. Yes, I'm supposed to walk first-handed to you, before I tell you how to walk. This is what the Bible teach me. And the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 12 and 12, say, for as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now have God set members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eyes cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow a more abundant honor, and our uncommon parts have more abundant commonness. For our common parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. You may be seated. Many members, many gifts form the true church. Many members and many gifts form the true church. You've heard the reading of the scripture there. We can't do nothing by ourselves. The head can't say to the foot, I'm not important. You don't have no need of me. Everybody in the house of God have need one of another. If we're divided in the church, we're not going to stand. We're going to soon fall away. But we got to be together in the unity of God's Spirit. We got to have oneness of mind, oneness of spirit. We got the same hope in our calling. Different administrative gift, but the same hope in your calling. God wants you to understand that and wants you to see that without a shadow of a doubt. You see, for as the body is one, it's just one body. It's just one Jesus. Ain't but one Jesus. And Jesus is the body of Christ. He's the body of God. And it's just one Jesus. But Jesus had many members on his body, the legs, the eyes, nose, hearing, all these things is constitute the body of Christ. And in the physical church here on this earth, in this physical church here on this earth, everybody in here is important. I hear somebody in this body say, this name important or that, and it get me upset. I'm just telling the truth. I get upset because I don't see nobody in this church no better than nobody else. I think we all heirs and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. That's according to the word now. And if we think we better than somebody else, you need to sit down. You need to sit down and go be trained and learn, get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to govern yourself in the body of Christ. And say all the members are one body, being many. Many members make up one body, the whole body of Christ, the church, which is the body of Christ. And we, as members, know that I don't care. We could have 10,000 people in here, we still one body. We could have three people in here, we still one body. But you got to think according to the word. to make sure that you're instituted in the church, you got to thank church thinking. You can't thank word of thinking. You can't thank negativity. James say, sometimes we ask things, we ask amiss. That's actually not believing that it's going to happen in the first place. Lord, help me to go here and go there. You don't have to ask that. Just walk by faith and not by sight, and you'll make it to where you need to be. If I say, by one Spirit are we all baptized into the body of Christ, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink of one Spirit. When you baptized into the Christ Jesus, you went down into his death in the grave, you come up out the grave as a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things has been made new now to you. Old things has passed away. Now you're the new man in Christ. Now you got to go and exercise your authority, exercise your gift that God has given to you. You're a new creature now in Christ Jesus. And you need to know that we're baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. When I, the pastor of this church, get up and teach you, I have to teach you in oneness, not by division, not by lifting one up and tearing another down. I cannot do that. That's not scripture. I have to tell the truth all the time. And if God gave me wisdom to know what to say and how to say it, just because I see a fault in you, I don't scandalize you before the congregation in your fault. I got to find words, scripture words, to talk to you, to justify you, to not bring up hate, animosity, or strife in you, but to bring you over calm and cool. And that I don't run you off or run you away from the church. I got to look, the Bible says I got to be vigilant. I got to be able to see further than my nose. I got to know what upsets you, what desets you. And I got to talk the knowledge of God to you that you may understand. See, the Bible said there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are walking in the Spirit of God. So when you know you're right, you don't have to drop your head or get mad, poke your mouth out, all that. When you know you're right, just stand in your righteousness. Stand still and know that God exists in me. And you're going to be delivered according to the Word of God. See, the body is not one member but many. It's too much people in authority want to say it's on their shoulder. Ever since Peter spoke those words, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, it took it off the apostle's shoulder, put it on Jesus' shoulder. And Jesus took all of it to the grave, come up out the grave, with all power, heaven and earth, was in his hand. And by his authority, he commissioned us to go out into all the world, preach and teach, tell people to observe all things whatsoever that I told you to say, what I commanded you. See, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is therefore not of the body. You're part of the body. Foot, head, arm, you're of the body. Deacon, preacher, usher, evangelist, you're of the body still. And your job is just as important as my job. We got to keep that in mind. Though. Don't look up at nobody in the midst of the congregation think they're better than you, because you're deleting God's power in yourself. See one another as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. No more than that, just brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And I don't care what somebody, you may be stronger than my other brother over there. Don't criticize my other brother. Go to him and lift him up. Make him feel like he's part of the body. And he's going to grow in maturity. And in the faith of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, say, well, because I'm not the hand, I'm not important. Everybody in the church is important. If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body, that's wrong. That's wrong. You may not have your doctor's degree, but if you have Jesus, you got enough. And God give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And when you got Jesus, you got having a mind. You took on the mind of Christ. Christ all-knowing. He's an all-knowing God. And he said he don't share that with servants, but he called you a friend. He give everything he know, he tell his friend. And that's what we're supposed to do, tell our friend. Because I got an extra dollar in my pocket, I ain't supposed to look down on you. I'm supposed to fellowship with you better and tell you how to get a dollar in your pocket. That's what my job is. Not to criticize you, call you broke, poor, and ugly. No, show you how to get a dollar in your pocket on this earth. Because when you get over yonder to the other side where Jesus is, you won't need no dollar. But you need it here as long as you're on this earth. And I'm not just trying to be real, but you need it here on this earth. He said, if the whole body was one eye, where were the hearing? If it's just the eye, you couldn't hear nothing I say up here today. But I need the ears to hear. I need the eye to see. I need the hands to feel. I need the spirit to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is my reward in heaven. And we got to understand that. We got to understand that. The body is many members. See, by now, has God set members, every one of them, in the body, in the church here, as they had pleased him. God brought people off the street. Y'all believe that? Ain't none of y'all ever been in the street, right? Okay, all right, that's good. God bless you. God brought people out the street, out the dungeon, out the rural areas, and put them up on a pedestal and say, look, I done did this for you. What you gonna do for me now? Thank him, praise him, honor him, respect him, walk in the light as he's in the light. And don't ever forget where you come from. If you forget where you come from, then it's gonna be bad on you. See, he set members, every one of them in the body, as it pleased him. And now you know what? I don't run the show. I'm an overseer. Yeah. I supposed to spot out and whatever that the church, I see sufficiency according to the Bible that the church needs, I supposed to address it. Yeah. I supposed to address it. I don't care if y'all having a fight out there. I supposed to go to the scripture and address that. I don't have to call your name. You're fighting. I got to address that because it's in my heart, the truth in my heart. And if I don't tell you what's in my heart, what God put in my heart, then I'm going to be whooped with many stripes. So we don't have to talk about people. We got to love people, understand people, be nice to all people. And the Bible says, especially those of the household of faith. You got to be nice to people. The church is built on love, y'all. It's been on nothing but love, patient understanding, mercy, grace. The church is built. That's why he wants us to be one. And he wants us to know there's many of us in here, but we got to say, like mine. We're all striving to advance in God's kingdom. We're striving to one day when Jesus break those clouds that every eye going to look up and see him, and we're going to see him as he is. And when we meet him, we're going to rejoice and give testimony of how he brought us over. This is what God wants from us. When he looked to this earth, he looked back and see us. He see himself in a mirror, his likeness and his image. He see us. He looking at himself because he made us in his likeness and in his image. And every time he look at us, he see himself. And as long as God see himself, we're going to be all right. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men, even unto myself. This is what God requires of all of us. He required this of all of us. And he say, but are we many members, yet one body? Regardless of how many of us in here, we still make up one body. You know, we got, and you can see it in a tangible society. We got churches, first evergreen, second evergreen, third evergreen. That's break off. Had confusion in there. And those break over. I can't get along over to Scott Island. I'm going to establish me a church over here. Scott Island, List Scott Island, whatever it is. And we do things like that in the natural. That's in the natural. We're going to get back a show that showed them authorities that I got. I'm going to show them something. No, show God something. Show God how to live in peace and harmony, even to love your enemy. If you hate me, still love me. You obligated from heaven to love me anyway. So we as children of God, we got to do the things that God sent for us to do. If we don't do what God said for us to do, we're going to be in trouble. We all one body, many members, but one body. We see more, and the Bible goes on to say this. He said, if there's somebody in the church weak, now listen to me, or feeble. We weak or feeble. You didn't catch it on too quick. My job is to not run off and leave you. My job is to stay right there with you and bring you with me. I'm supposed to walk in the principles of God, and you're going to see me walking in the principles of God, and you're going to get right behind me And every step I take, you're going to see. And then what you're going to do, you're going to grow in maturity. And next week, I won't have to say nothing to you. You're going to automatically pop up and do what God say do. Automatic. It's automatic because you're walking in the light as Christ is in the light. If I'm in the light, you in the light. And he's not nowhere in the Bible. He said, I was better than you. He said, we was heirs, we journeyed us together with Christ Jesus. And when are we going to learn that? When are we going to learn that? Much more. Those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary for us to go to and to pick up and help, talk to a coach. Whatever we can do to help the body of Christ, we got to do it. How many people in here know everybody can't pick up 400 pounds? Dead weight. But if I work with you and work with you and work with you and practice and take the right calisthenics, you know, one, you might know you're going to get 250, 300. Just keep it. Don't you let me get 400 and you stop because you 350. You keep on till you get 400. Don't stop till you get 400. You got to do that. That's the only way we're going to make it in this life. You got to make it. Jesus picked up the weight of the whole world by himself. Only he could do that. But he said, now what you got to believe and confess me, you can pick the same thing I picked up, you can pick it up. See, we got to understand God in reality. If we don't understand him in reality, we're going to be left. We're going to be left behind. So you got to work with people that's a little less than you. Not physical body, but a little less, not quite strong as you. Work with them people more. Work with them more. If I'm up here strength and I know a lot of stuff, don't fool with me. Fool with those that don't know much. Fool with those that don't much. I'm already fixed. So you don't worry yourself with me. Go to the people that lack something. They're not strong enough, not strong as you. Go to people that help them. You ain't getting no credit for helping me. What credit you got for helping me? None. God ain't going to bless you. You got to go to the one that not sufficiency or not where I am or not where you are and help them to overcome all things. Then you're going to be blessed of God. In this society, I see it every day of my life. And I don't bite my tongue about it. Big shot, we got all big shot people. Boy, we honor and lift them up, brag on them like I don't know what. Every time we go somewhere, we boast about how great they are and know who they are and all that stuff like that. But do Jesus know who you are? Do Jesus know them? Do he know you? See, we're supposed to lift God up, lift Jesus up, and he's going to do the work for us. Why should I go around and lift these preachers in here up? I'm going to say good job or whatever. That's how far as I'm going. I ain't going to lift them up. I got to lift Jesus up. He's going to draw them up. You think Jesus lied when he said, if I'll be lifted up? No, he don't lie. He can't lie. You don't lift me up. You lift Christ up by doing the will of Christ, and you're going to make it. You're going to make it. And these members of the body, which we think is less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncommonly parts have more abundant commonness. Lord have mercy. If you see me struggling, don't come to my let me pray for you. Y'all hear me? I mean what I'm saying. Don't come to my let me pray for you. You see me struggling. Ask me what I need. Come to my rescue. Ask me what I need, what you want me to do for you. I want to help you. I can't stand to see you struggling like that. What can I do to help you? That's what the Christians got to do. Every time I see you, I've been here all my life in the church. I wasn't saved, but I've been in the church. Rev, I'm going to pray for you. For what? For what? Pray for me for what? I ain't falling. And you still hollering praying for me. What you praying for me for? If I'm weak or destitute of Christianity or love or what a patient, then you pray for me that God bless me and give me patience and strengthen me. Dudley over there, he's strong. And why are you praying for Brother Dudley and Brother Allcut out there? He a little weak. Pray for Allcut. Dudley all right, God got him. And he's more mature than Allcut. So you pray for him. We don't understand that, do we? The Bible is here for us to get an understanding, be patient, be lovable, have mercy on everybody. But we don't like to do that. We like that lifting up thing. I've been here as long as you have. We like to be lifted up and bragged on. And it ain't going to get you nowhere. If somebody say you look like Jesus, then that's what you ought to receive. Looking, he act like Jesus, he look like Jesus. That, but when he yet shall appear, now this is what the book say, we shall be like him, we'll see him as he is. So we need to practice that on this earth now, being just like Jesus. And then he's going to bless us in a very abundant way. He said, these members of the body which think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor and more abundant commonness. And it's just like the Bible say, if a brother in this church is weak, then we help that brother to find his strength, to find his wisdom, find his knowledge, find his understanding, find his patience, find his loyalty to God, his loyalty to one another. That's our job, to help them. I'm not getting up here just quoting the scripture to you. I want to live what I say out of my mouth. I want to live up to that. And I want you to be able to follow me wherever you go in this society. Somebody say, where you go to church? I knew New Scott Island. Well, who is your pastor, Lionel Smith? If I don't hear, well, he's a pretty good guy, then what it is, that hurt me. Because I stand before God daily and try to see the thing that God say and walk in the thing that God say walk in. And if I'm not walking in, I'm going to be criticized and be condemned by the word of God. Not by no other man, what he say, but by the word of God, I'm condemned. But as long as I'm standing in the will of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm not condemned. The Bible say ain't no condemnation in me if I'm walking in the Spirit of Christ. So that's all every one of us got to do. Don't accept condemnation from nobody. Because the Bible tells me, for we all have sinned and come short of God's glory. All of us been condemned one time or another. And who am I to get up and brag and boast of myself how good I am? Jesus said, none good but my Father, which is in heaven. And I'm not compared to Jesus. I'm trying to strive to be like him or get like him one day. I ain't all the way like him today. But I'm striving to be just like him. I don't know when or when I reach that maturity, but I hope I reach it. Yeah. I'm trusting God that I reach that maturity, that I'll be like the Lord Jesus. He said, for our commonly parts have no need. What? Huh? I don't have to tell Edna how to sing. She already know how to sing. Ain't gonna be fooling her. Now, somebody that don't know how to sing, I can give them a C chord and a G chord, tell them what to go to. I got that much sense, but I can't tell her how to sing. She already know how to sing, and I'm foolish to tell her how to sing. You don't do that. You don't do that. You give it to people that's less than you are and help them to come up to where you are. I desire that everybody to be the same as me or better. That's where I see life. I want you to be better than me or just like me or better than me. And just to stay just like me, you can come up to my state and you want to stay where I am. No, you out of order with God. Keep moving up. Paul exceeded his teacher, Gamaliel. Paul got so sharp in the word of God, in God's word, Old Testament history. So smart. Until Gamaliel, the Bible says he exceeded Gamaliel, his teacher. That's supposed to be every day. My son's supposed to exceed me. He's supposed to exceed me. There's no way he's going to stay where I stay. He got to surpass me. Do he going to be at a standstill and ain't going to prosper. Ain't going to be no good health, no prosperity, nothing. He got to go by me in order for God to bless him. See, I'm just a schoolmaster. Just a schoolmaster trying to teach people how to live for Christ, how to do the thing that God wants us to do. He said, our commonly part, God has tampered, or he made us, set us where we can fit in the groove. You all understand what I'm saying? God made me where I can fit anywhere in the body of Christ. I don't have to be the leader in the body of Christ. I can be the door, the usher, the steward, whatever, in the body of Christ. I know how to function. I know my position. I know how to act. I know how to treat my people in the body of Christ. And I'll never cut down on nobody. If I can't lift you up, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone. Let you stay steadfast where you are. That's where you want to be. That's where you're going to be. If you don't never look up and be vigilant, you're going to fail every time. You got to look up and be vigilant. I got four cups, but I want five. The Bible said, if you're hungry and thirsty after righteousness, you shall be filled. Ain't no maybe so to it. You shall be. And we got to keep that spirit in us. See, God having tempered the body together. See, God put it together, put the body together. Now watch this. Let's go physically a minute. God gave me a head. I'm going to be professional now. He gave me some phalanges. Those are fingers. Fingers. He gave me eyes. He gave me teeth. I lost them. I got some more though. Bless me. He gave me socks, gave me shoes, gave me clothes to put on my back. God gave me all that. Now, he tell me, don't show off. I don't want you showing off now. I want you to just look decent. But I want you to stand up. You represent my body. I want you to stand up and be seen and be heard. And I want your life to speak for you before your mouth opens. And I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of this world. We got to take God at his word. Because he said he tempered us together. Everyone else in this building, God to fix you where you can fit in this puzzle. And you're part of the puzzle, whether you want to be it or not, you're part of the puzzle. God made me to tell you, you're part of the puzzle. Whether you lack it or not, you're part of the puzzle. You may not sing good as, Didibug. But she's still part of the choir. She's still part of the church body. She's still just as important as I am to make things work. Without her in the choir, it's going to be a failure. It's going to be a neglect because you ain't playing your part in the body. And you got a ball club, got nine men on the field. If my third baby keep making errors, I'm going to have to put him on the bench. God see the same thing. He see the same thing. But I'm going to give you a chance, though. I'm going to put you out there and let you play. And if you still can't get it right, I'm going to have to come over there and say, son, look, I coached did me in high school. I'm on the football team. I told my coach, I can stop the boy. He said, no, shut up, Future. I said, I'm stopping, coach. Man run five touchdowns on. I said, coach, second half, he said, go out there, Future. Go get him. And I had to show out. I got it. The boy took off, and I bummed him. The next thing you know, this life is coming in the stadium. Because I will not be defeated by the system. I'm supposed to run the system, not the system run me. It's people that Bible did tell me, those that have rule over you, obey them. I do it the best of I can to obey them that have rule over me. But now, don't you think because you got rule over me, you're going to run over me. Don't ever put that in your mind, that you're going to run over me. You might run with me, but you won't run over me. God gave me strength and power of his might, so I know how to defeat the devil. I rebuke him in Jesus' name, and he going to go on about his business. Because the battle ain't mine, y'all. It belonged to God. It belonged to God. And I thank God for that, that I don't have to fight for a position no more. But he put me in a position. And then he look at me, if I do it right, he say, servant, well done. Well done, thy servant. Keep the good work up. When men try to cut you down, pray for them. Speak well of them. When they talk about you, scandalize your name, be of good cheer. Don't drop your head like there's something wrong with you. Hold your head up. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher in your faith, and say, thank you, Lord. Because Jesus was a perfect man and never been a sinner. He just took on the sin. And Jesus, after he took on the sin, he still was perfect. Because the Lord took him in the ground, put him in the ground, and took all the sins off and back off him. And he went back perfect just like he was in the beginning. Never sinned, never sinned or nothing. He just took our sin from us. And then he made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. And when you got Christ Jesus, you got to have love. Got to have love. And the last thing I want to say, he said this, honor the ones that lack stuff. Look at them first. In the secular society, when the money, grant money and stuff come out, everybody at the top reach and pull a little bit in. They pull a little bit. By the time they get down to the bottom, ain't none left. I experienced that right here at this church. None left. That ain't of God. That's of the devil. That's why I say when you go to them polls, don't put them people in to come up in your church tomorrow. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And see, you're going to hear mine too. Tell them that. You're going to hear mine too because you ain't doing nothing. And we got to be straight and straight power with what God say. And finally, he said that there should be no schisms in the body. Lord, have mercy. The church ain't supposed to have no schisms in it. No talking back. No resentment. No evil. Supposed to be in God's church. Nothing but love, joy, peace, enduring, patience. Supposed to be in the church. No cross word, no talking back. Supposed to be in the church. Before I got saved, my parents told me all the time, they said, boy, you need to go to church. Once you go to church, everything gonna be all right. And I lived that a long time. Even like I was doing my evil stuff, Friday, the last day I did evil. Saturday, I was a good boy. I come to church Sunday, huh? I'm telling you the truth. Come to church Sunday. Boy, once you go to church and get in church, you're going to be all right. Ain't nothing going to happen to you no more. When I got to the church, listen to me. Can I tell the truth for a minute? When I got in the church, I seen more hell in the church than where I was out in the street. Everybody in the church wanted to run the church. Everybody got an opinion in the church. And we're supposed to have one mind in the church. But we got what the scripture just say. I got all eyes, I got toes, I got everything. I run it. I know everything, so I'm going to run the church. That ain't no church. If you one person running the church, it ain't no church. It's a dictatorship. To run the church, to oversee, you can't nobody run it, but you can oversee it. And that's what I'm telling you, that we have to teach the things in the church that's lacking in the church, the things in the church that ain't functioning properly. You need to teach them. And stop coming up here talking about the Holy Ghost sent me to do this, that, and the other. No, whatever in your house, you straighten that out. If my gas bill too high, stop cooking so much. Y'all like to hear that, lady. If my light bill going up higher, look, go to bed early. You got to have spiritual wisdom and natural wisdom in order to survive this life. Because y'all make Mr. Mac famous. We thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you this day.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, when my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting. And it seemed like in my mind, I can hear him sometimes singing, "Oh, nearer, my God, to thee, oh near, nearer, to thee." He was like, "Yeah."
Tonight, somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you.
let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain. Let's feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
So anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
Bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. The morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this message,